Can you handle yet another homily on politics? Don't worry, there's only two more to go. We're almost done. My preaching today will not be political as much as it will be historical. What does that mean? Well, I believe the best way to approach the subject for today, global solidarity, is historically. That is, to see how often in the past, in history, other nations have helped the United States, as well as how we have helped others. Solidarity is not a one-way street. The United States has not only been the benefactor of global solidarity by helping others, we have frequently been its beneficiary, others helping us. At times we have been the knight in shining armor, while at other times we have been the damsel in distress. Today's homily is the seventh in a series of eight homilies dealing with difficult political issues prior to the presidential election. I have tried to provide a spiritual perspective as we considered six topics, namely abortion and pro-life, racism, marriage and the LGBTQ community, immigration, the environment, and healthcare. Today we turn our attention to global solidarity. The United States Catholic bishops, in their document, Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, wrote this: "The increasing interconnectedness of our world calls for a moral response, the virtue of solidarity." They continue, "The United States has the responsibility to take the lead in addressing the scandal of poverty and underdevelopment. Our nation should help humanize globalization, addressing its negative consequences and spreading its benefits, especially among the world's poor." If I may be so bold as to slightly correct our bishops, this interconnectedness is not as new or as recent as they suppose. Rather, interconnectedness, I prefer interdependence, has determined human history from its outset. Adam and Eve's original sin trickles down to us and deprives us of grace. We depended on our first parents, and we suffer for their sins, just like children do today, suffering for the sins of their parents. That is interdependence. John Donne, the 17th century English poet, expressed global solidarity in his memorable Meditation 17, writing, "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind." In other words, no man is an island. That phrase is a vivid and visual way of saying global solidarity. I would like to describe global solidarity with the images of knight in shining armor and damsel in distress. The Catholic bishops of our country are asking the United States to be the knight in shining armor, a hero on the world's stage, because much of the world today is suffering as the damsel in distress. When we look back at our own history, however, we can see how we have played the role of the damsel in distress as well, when someone else needed to save us. When we see how we depended on others yesterday, We can help those who depend on us today. I am convinced that world wars have a way of showcasing mutual dependence among nations. That is, wars are all about knights and damsels. I would like to outline briefly four wars in which we depended desperately on the aid and the armies of other nations, and how they direly depended on us. World wars prove that just like no man is an island, so no nation is an island either. Not even Australia. Our first war was the Revolutionary War, or the War of Independence, because we sought our independence from Great Britain. But War of Independence is a misleading name, because we were very much dependent on France and Spain to help us. In other words, we would not have gained our independence from Great Britain without our dependence on our allies and their armies. During the American Revolution, we were the damsel in distress, while France and Germany were our knights in shining armor. The two great wars were World War I and World War II, both of which, you will remember, the United States entered reluctantly. We didn't want to be the hero. We wanted to stay home. In World War I, we fought alongside soldiers from England, France, Russia, Italy, and Japan. In World War II, our allies were Great Britain, Russia, and China against Germany and Japan. In the two world wars, therefore, the United States wore the mantle of the knight in shining armor, saving Europe and Asia, the two damsels in distress. Japanese Admiral Yamamoto foresaw and feared American power and predicted, "I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve." The United States bishop would like to awaken Americans today who are asleep to the plight of the poor around the world and fill us with a terrible resolve of global solidarity and rescue modern-day damsels in distress. The fourth war was the complicated Cold War that was fought on many fronts, most notably in Korea and Vietnam. We tried to rescue the democracy-loving people of Korea and Vietnam from communist rule, but sadly saw only limited success. In other words, sometimes the knight does not always save the damsel. Today, North Korea is communist and South Korea is a democracy. One people and one peninsula divided by the 38th parallel. All of Vietnam, sadly, is a communist country. By the way, that is one reason why so many Vietnamese fled their home country after the fall of Saigon in 1975. And many of them settled right here in Fort Smith. Sometimes the damsel in distress marries the knight in shining armor. Wars are all about knights and damsels. May I share a personal note from my history? My family came to the United States 45 years ago, and we were definitely the damsel in distress, looking for a better life and a brighter future. My parents sacrificed to send three children to Catholic schools, put us through college, and now they sponsor poor children in orphanages in India. They send money every year to a little girl named Annie, and she writes back letters and sends pictures. I have pretty great parents, don't I? But did you see what my parents did? They came to this country as the damsel in distress, but now they help others as the knight in shining armor. They have accepted their role as heroes on the world stage. The Catholic bishops summarize the notion of global solidarity by stating this: defending human life, building peace, combating poverty and despair, and protecting freedom and human rights are not only moral imperatives, they are wise national priorities that will make our nation and the world safer. Why do we share global responsibility for one another? Well, because sometimes you are the knight, and sometimes you are the damsel. Praised be Jesus Christ.